Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104. Hello?
Yes, can I speak to a Monica, please?
This is Monica.
Good afternoon. My name is Dick Button. And I don't believe we've met yet, but I'm the new president of the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
So, as you know, here in the state of Virginia, we're all practicing a policy right now of social distancing and also staying home whenever possible. Are you familiar with these policies?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I was just wondering why someone who was supposed to be staying home as much as possible leaves her house so much.
Excuse me?
I said, I was just wondering why you've been leaving your home so much, despite the fact that every time you do, you put yourself and others at great risk.
Okay, well, first of all, I have been staying home as much as possible. And second, the last time I checked, it's none of your business where I go.
Well, when coronavirus hits the neighborhood, it's pretty much everybody's business, don't you think?
Okay, look. I'm going to follow the rules set up by the government as much as possible. But I don't need you checking up on me, deciding whether or not I can go pick up groceries and feed my family.
Well, of course not. And that's not really the issue. It's just, do you really think you needed to keep your hair appointment?
Excuse me? What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about on Monday. On Monday, you went to a hair appointment.
And how exactly do you know that?
Well, because I followed you.
You followed me?
Yes, I saw you leaving your house, so I got in my car and I followed you to the hair salon.
And on whose authority did you do this?
Well, on my own. Like I said, I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. By the way, I don't know how much you paid for that haircut, but it looks terrible. I mean, it looks awful.
Oh my God, what am I living in, a f***ing Twilight Zone? You have no right to follow me around like that.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I mean, if it protects our neighborhood, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Now, I'm going to let you off with a warning this time. But the next time, I'm going to have to report a homeowners association violation.
Oh, you're giving me a warning? How about this? How about I give you a warning? The next time you follow me when I leave my house, I'm going to call the cops and tell them you're stalking me. And the next time you call me to tell me when or where I can go, I'm going to find out which house you live in, and I'm going to send my husband over to knock your f***ing teeth in. How about that?
Well, I don't know if that's such a good idea. I mean, after all, he's the one who called me to report you.
My husband called you.
Yes, he called Z104 and said, hey, can you please phone scam my wife, Monica, please? So that's exactly what we did. Sorry.
Oh, my God, you guys are terrible.
I'm so sorry, Monica. This is the Z Morning Zoo. This is a phone scam. You can blame your husband. This was all Steve's idea. You can blame him.
I should have known. You know, he was giving me so much crap for going to get my hair done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, now you have lots of time at home to think of ways to get even with him. And when you do, please don't hesitate to call us back.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, I'll think of something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.